My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to feel good about himself and donate the money that was meant for his scammer Agnes to victims of Hurricane Superstorm Sandy. So listen and enjoy.
All right, Monday. She goes, this is 5:58 a.m. Oh. I have not gotten morning messages.
Wait a minute. Wow. Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, I was so close.
Oh. I'm playing the mind game.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice. Go ahead.
Where are you? You don't even reply my message. I hope nothing is wrong. 4:33 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you doing? I go, okay, how are you? She goes, I am fine. I was worried why you didn't reply any of my offline messages. Tell me why. I go, been busy and my wife has been around. Sorry. She goes, you should at least said something to make me feel okay. And moreover, we were not able to talk on your birthday. By the way, she wished me happy birthday on my timeline.
Oh.
I go, well, this is the new reality with her living with me for now. I am sorry. I went to Ghana on your birthday and I never got to see you. At least you didn't have to fly. Smiley face.
Oh, snap. That's great.
Yeah, motherfucker. Uh-huh.
That's how we roll.
I flew to your bitch ass gun in motherfucker. Like a black person waiting for gas online.
You didn't give me an overinflated $20 extra tasteless cake even. Sorry.
Anyway. I go, we are talking now, so that is the important thing, right? She goes, oh, okay, honey. I'm sorry if I upset you. I go, it's okay. Things are just different while she is here, though. Sorry. Okay, so, honey. So have you talked to the accountant already?
Nice.
I go, you never gave me Ishmael's contact info. I want to have everything ready for my accountant. I got his number written on paper here with me. Okay. She gives me the number. Joey will give you this at some point in the future.
Oh, great.
She goes, is that all you need, honey? I go, not sure. How well do you know him? Does he have a place of business? He's a good friend of mine. He is schooling at the university, but when he is on vacations, he helps at the orphanage home. He sometimes teach Michael when he is at home. He and Michael are best friends. Really? Your 8-year-old's best friend with a 20-year-old? Fucking Sandusky? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is Michael Jackson there and got it?
If Michael was fat, Michelle Obama would steal him.
Wait a second. Now, how come you haven't heard about her bestest pal... you know, her son's best pal, this big creeper who's hanging around her son.
There was never a need. We're talking money now. Men are talking.
My name is Ishmael.
I go, I've been thinking, but I don't know how you're going to take this. She goes, what? What do you want to say? Did I do anything wrong? Tell me what you want to tell me.
Oh, no, she's like panicked now. Did I step on the wrong crack? Wow.
Well, I've been thinking about how you live your life and all the good you do and how devoted you are to God and how I've been nothing like that. And I see all the destruction around me from the storm where people have been left with nothing, homeless, no clothes, no food. Another storm is coming and you inspire me to do good and be better and be with God. I was thinking maybe I should give that $700 to help these families and we should just stick with our original plan.
Oh, and just that she peed herself. And not a good one.
Did you see that one coming?
Oh, no, that's great. Oh, my God. They are shitting themselves right now. It's like, no!
She goes, oh, okay, honey. I am so happy you are loving and kind. I love you so much. I go, so you're okay with this? You want to give it to someone else? I go, not one person, the Red Cross, so they can help as many people as possible. Honey, I know you're trying to help others, but I am also in need of money. I am not being selfish or nothing, but I have things to take care of, too. Can't you get another money for them? I hope you understand
another
me.
Another money?
I do understand
yes,
you.
I do.
I go, my funds are limited. If I don't get my wife into some type of housing soon, she's going to be with me for a long time. I know you need the money, but if you go online, you will see these people have nothing. I was thinking maybe you can even get some of the locals to donate a few dollars, too.
Oh, my God. Gunnins for New Jersey. Thank you.
I will master the Western Union. It would mean the world to everybody to see our friends in Ghana helping the people of the USA.
Oh, boy.
I go, we will work on the script and pictures of you. She goes, I know, honey. Babe, maybe you can share the money for them and I.
Uh-huh.
Send me $400 for me and $300 for them.
Oh, I see how the split goes, too.
Uh-huh. I go, maybe, babe. I know you were hoping for money, but there will be plenty for you once I am divorced. But these people will die. Another big storm is coming Wednesday. I have been handing out supplies, but they need more. Oh, honey, I need your help, too. Please, life is not easy here. I try to cope. Spending 5 months with some asshole dangling the carrot.
This really difficult guy is the worst relationship I ever had.
I have carpal tunnel from this nonsense.
Are you talking for yourself?
No, both of us.
Yeah.
I go, I know, doll. I should follow your... I know, doll. Maybe I should follow your lead and leave it in God's hands. Oh. Maybe he will tell me what to do.
Oh.
She goes, oh, okay, honey. But borrowing money is too much for me online. I go, if our relationship is too much for you, I understand if you need to find somebody else.
Oh, move on to the next sucker. I mean, find a new love.
I will be heartbroken as I hope to spend my life with you and fly you here in the next couple of months. But what can I do? She goes, I am not breaking up. Not now, asshole.
Not this close.
I go, I'm trying to be the better man that you deserve. I have been bad for so long. Don't get me wrong. I only want to tell you that I need some money. Even if you can give me $400, I will be comfortable with it. Please.
You know, I'll settle for... This is like... You know, what is the name of the show? Oh, God.
I've chewed her down.
I never thought I'd hear you use that phrase. I don't even use that phrase. Wait a second. What's the name of that damn show with where the people bring the stuff into the pawn shop?
Porn Stars.
Yeah, this is like Pawn Stars.
Okay.
Well, people come in and go, yeah, well, I was thinking it was...
Buttering down.
I think it was worth something.
Let's ask Chumley. Yeah. Chumley says this is worth about a quarter.
Chumley says, I think that she shouldn't get the $400 if only the people get $300.
She goes, how much do you think you could give me? I go, babe, it is not the money. It is.
Oh, yeah, it is, motherfucker!
I go, it is who it better serves. In the past, I would have just given it to you because I love you, but I want to follow your example and let God help me with this. Lately, I've been fueled by emotion and liquor. I think I need to be better for you. Better for us.
Ugh, this is some pile of horseshit.
It certainly is.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.